Ever been told things like you or maybe somebody you know has been told this, that they're an accident? But you know, in this place, I believe that God, the God of the Bible, is the God of the coincidence. Like, God loves taking coincidences. God loves taking mess ups, screw ups, and accidents. God loves taking people that have been left behind and putting them out up front. So in this place, if you feel like you've had a screwed up or a jacked up week, if you feel like you've had an accident, if you feel like maybe you've been left out, hey, you're in the perfect place. Because God loves to use those kind of people, those kind of situations. Tonight, I want to talk to you guys about a little thing called forever and ever. And ever. That's right. Forever and ever and ever and ever. No. All right. Maybe we should pray then. Let's pray real quick. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for the Bible. We thank you for open ears. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. That's real quick because we're short on time today. Hey, tonight, somehow, some way, I got myself tricked. God tricked me into talking about eternity last week and now again this week. I know. Thank you, Pastor Michelle. That's why I married her. I needed one person to clap for me. and this is crazy. It's been said that a pastor from Africa did a tour around America one time years ago. And he went back to his church in Africa, and he told his congregation, he said, I could not believe the things I saw there. The churches were massive. He says the designs were beautiful. He would tell his people, I mean, I don't know if you've ever been on a mission trip before or someplace that's kind of rough, but you don't realize the miracle that Stater Brothers is. Food for less. Vons. If you go down the cereal aisle, you have an entire aisle of cereal. And on the other side are cereal bars. In case you don't like cereal in free form, they have made it sticky and put it in a rectangle for you. Right? Like that's weird. That you have an entire aisle, like 100 feet of cereal to choose from. And in other countries, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you get a bowl of rice. Maybe. You have to choose from which of the 30 kernels of rice you're going to eat first. That's your choice, right? So this pastor goes back to his country in Africa, and he says, but the one thing they love to preach about their life. But they don't preach about heaven. He says, over here, it's funny because we preach about heaven a lot because this life has nothing much to offer us but famine. You know, and one thing we talk about our altar call and stuff every week, but you know, one thing we don't talk a lot about is forever here in this youth ministry. So I just want to take a couple weeks and talk about it. It's kind of funny because we focus so much on how we feel today that we forget about what God has for us tomorrow. And you know, everything you do today is a setup for forever. See, that's why it's so important. The way you live today determines the way you will live forever. So the decisions you make now are so important. Not because one day if you do what God wants you to do, he'll give you a nice car and a beautiful wife. It's not important that you do what God tells you to do today so when you get older, you can be happy and successful and have a big house with 2.5 kids and a little puppy dog and a white picket fence. No. The reason you need to do what's right today is so that for all of forever, you can be in the place that God wants you to be. I mean, think about it. How often do you think, if I make this decision, how am I going to feel about this decision next year? You ever thought that before? Like, okay, if I do my homework, I'm going to feel it next year. Or like in 4 years when you want to get into that college, right? Like that's a long-term plan. I got to do my homework today so I can get into a college in 4 years. Amen? Y'all better say amen. About to slap you. Or you think this, I've got to eat right. So when I get Pastor Richard's age, My knees don't hurt. Yeah, right. Look at what you're eating today. You got chili lime, hot Frito Cheetos, Doritos. Man, if you can make that, if you could put lime on it and chili powder, you will put it in your body. Right?
We don't really think that far ahead.
But them Cheetos go straight to your knees. Watch out now. You only got two. Be careful. But when's the last time you thought, is this decision going to affect me in 100 years?
100 years.
Is this decision going to affect me in 1,000 years? You know, Pastor Richard, I'm not going to care in 1,000 years. I'm going to be worm food. Matter of fact, the worms that were eating me are going to be eaten by other worms. That's not, no. You slap yourself in the forehead. The decisions you make today can affect you in 1,000 years. Because in 1,000 years, you'll be in forever and ever and ever and you know what I'm saying? Because the decisions you make today determine how you live in your forever. There's this verse in Matthew, and if you guys want, you can put it up there. But it says, look, you can store up treasures on earth, and they're going to get robbed or stolen or broken into. They're going to rust and break, just like all them dollar store toys that you got when you were a little kid. You know, you get them home, and they break because they're only worth a dollar. And that's what happens when you do stuff on earth. But he says, put your treasure in heaven, because in heaven, it's not going to break. Nothing breaks in heaven because it is perfect. And if it do break, Jesus fix it like that. See? The decisions you make today will affect your forever. You know, it's funny because we get so stuck on life that that's all we think about. How do I feel today? What's this person talking about? You know, what is this person saying about me? And the truth of the matter is we get too attached. I went to the movies today. We got to go to the movie with a bunch of people, a bunch of homies, a bunch of friends. It was nice. And you know, do you know when you think about it, when you go to the movies, what do you take? Money. Why? Because you want to buy something. A $5. See, I tried to bring a tall vanilla latte into the movie theater about a couple weeks ago. Shut me down. Like, I left my big pockets at home. Dang. It was terrible. They made me drink it in the foyer. That's just ungodly. There is no Jesus in that movie theater. I'll tell you that, because Jesus would have had grace and said, Pastor Richard, you just go and drink your latte. Ain't no Jesus in the Krikorian. I'm sorry. That's right. I named it the Krikorian. If you're listening to me, Krikorian owners, you're jacked up. In Jesus' name, y'all owe me a latte. You don't need to clap for that, but thank you, boy. That's why you're going to heaven. Okay. We talked about this last week. See, you bring money. You don't need much. Money, maybe a big purse, put your raisinettes in. Or Coca-Cola, you're that dude, you know, you try to open the can real, you open that can really slow in the movie theater. Just doing the loud parts, so nobody hears you. Embarrassing. Popeyes, that's a whole nother level. Okay, now, let's say you're going to go camping in the mountains. What are you going to bring on a one-night camping trip in the mountains? What are you going to bring? Bow and arrows. Whoa. You bring a tent, sleeping bag, maybe a change of clothes. But you, hot Cheetos, of course. But you can't bring too much because then you get bogged down, right? I mean, if you start bringing like a TV and extra batteries for your this and that and all this kind of stuff, you're not going to make it. You may make it up, but you won't make it down. Okay, about a month and a half ago, I moved to another house. What do you bring if you're moving to another house? What do you take with you? Everything. You take the TV. I mean, if you like him, you'll take your dog. You take everything. It all determines on how long you're going to stay, right? What you're doing, where you're going, determines what you... See, the problem is this, is you live life like you're moving here when really it's just an overnight camp trip. See, we put all of our stock in a temporary place. You're not moving here, guys. This is temporary. I mean, look, if you're going on an overnight camp trip, you are leaving everything there in the forest. You'll take your backpack, you'll take your tent, but you're going to leave in the fire. If you're like me, you're going to leave the trash. Just don't tell the rangers. You're leaving everything there. You're only staying there a night. So you pack light, you travel fast. Because your home is not in the forest. Thank you, Jesus. Your home is somewhere else. Life is an overnight stay in the wilderness. Don't get attached to this world. There's this verse. See, if you live for life, you miss eternity. It says in 1 Peter 1:17, I just want to read to you. It says, if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to everybody's work, then you need to conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay in fear. I'm not trying to make anybody afraid, but I am trying to say this. I am trying to say this is that if you know that your home is on the other side, if you know your home is in forever, then it changes the way you live today. Does that make sense? I will pack accordingly for my overnight stay depending on where I'm going to be. So in the same way, I know if I'm going to be staying in heaven, then the way I'm packing in my life is going to be different. It says, conduct yourselves, set your time in fear. Now, y'all ever heard of Judgment Day? Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about Terminator. That's a different one. Sarah Connor. I'm talking about Sarah Connor. No. Kind of like it, but no robots there. Okay, Judgment Day, that's the end. That's when God takes account. That's when it's just you and Jesus and like the big replay of life. Now, I don't know if you believe in it, but it's true. The Bible says that every man is given one life and then judgment. Anybody scared about that? Like, I've lived my life. I know what I'm going to see. And I don't think I want to watch all of it. Because part of it's really boring. And some of it, I'm not really proud of it. There's this verse that says in Revelation 20, we'll get to Revelation, don't worry, but I just want to tell you a little sneak peek. It says, Revelation 20, it says, then I saw this white throne, this great white throne, kind of like the one that Katniss or President Snow sits on, I'm sure. I saw this great white throne and him, capital H, who sat on it. From those whose face the earth and heaven fled away, there was found no place for them. Then I saw the dead, both small and great, standing before God. And these books were opened. Another book was opened, and this book was the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things that were written inside of these books. This book, I'm sure if God had shown this to us in 2015, it would have been, and these small little tablets had YouTube videos on them. And they looked at the YouTube videos in heaven, you know what I'm saying? Because books are so 100 years ago. And the sea gave up the dead. The sea gave up the grave, gave up the dead who were in it. Death and hell was delivered up, and the dead who were in them, they were all judged, each one according to his works. And then death and Hades, hell, were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. It ain't even Halloween yet. That's some crazy stuff, right? Like, we got lakes of fire, we got death and hell being thrown in a lake of fire. You got a great white throne. Look, if you've ever been to court, you know it's kind of intimidating. That judge is like, why can't the judge sit next to you? Why you got to be all the way up there? That's jacked up in his robe and everything. I mean, you see this whole thing unfold. And you think, here's little old you, looking at all this stuff in forever. And it's about you. And they're looking at the book of your life. That's just intimidating. But then there's this verse. The Apostle John writes, he says, look, love has been perfected among us. John, 1 John 4:17. Love has been perfected in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. We may have boldness in the day of judgment. But we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Man, you ever been called to the principal's office? If you've been around the youth for a while, you ever been called into Pastor Richard's office? Hey, you got a minute to talk?
I was like, no, Pastor Richard, I don't.
It is the most awkward, like, 3-minute walk in the world. Especially if you're walking with the person that you're supposed to be talking to. Your mom's just like, they're trying to make small talk. How you doing?
Fine.
How's your day?
So far, pretty good. You gonna keep it that way?
It's awkward. It's terrible. Your mom starts asking you questions that you don't really want to answer. You're thinking, man, you start going through all the lists in your head, everything that you did wrong in the past week. What am I going to get in trouble for today? Was it this? Or was it? No, they don't know. They don't
know about that, do they?
Wait a minute. Who did I tell? Oh, you know! You start thinking about how you're going to, like, explain yourself out of it. Okay, this was it. And then you start thinking, you know, it's true. You can actually be called in the principal's office for something good. It's true. It's true. You get an award. It is possible for some of you that have never experienced that before. It's possible. But, you know, the difference is this. Is if you're innocent, you got nothing to worry about. Can a brother get an amen? But if you're guilty, you go through everything in your head about everything you've done wrong. And then Shazam, they talk to you about that one thing that you forgot to think about that you did wrong. Like, I forgot about that. I repressed it. The Bible says that love has been perfected in us that this way. That we would have boldness in the day of judgment. You know, you can step before God's throne and not be scared if you're right with him. Can you believe that? You got fire over here. You got death and hell being cast over there. I mean, that's a crazy thing. You got angels. Everybody's looking. You got the sea giving up the dead. That's some weird stuff. I saw Fantasia. That's weird stuff, okay? And I don't even think that's in the Bible. This weird stuff. You just roll up. What's up, Jesus? Jesus is like this, the handshake thing. What's up? Jesus is like, are you ready? You're like, oh yeah. You know I'm ready, Jesus. Let's do this. Right? That's the way God wants it to be. You go walk up with boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Oh, that means you're living like Jesus. You know, God's not going to miss a thing. I love what it says. You can't make fun of God. You think you can, but you can't. And people say, I've seen some stupid YouTube videos. You ever realize YouTube comments are like the worst in the world? Like, you know, if somebody's going to put a YouTube comment, they just don't have a soul. They just don't. Or at least it's like it leaves them for a little bit. Because YouTube people are the worst. Like, this is not human. This is not human. Y'all need to get saved and then saved again and delete your account. If you post a YouTube video, just disable the comments, please. Okay, so, but where am I going with this? You can't mock God because God sees everything. God does not miss a thing, good or bad, in your life. If you've been cheated, no, you haven't, because God's going to get you paid back for that. You think you hid that from somebody? No, you didn't. The Bible says this. It says that when you step there before that throne, you'll be judged for your works. But wait a minute, Pastor Richard, I'm under grace. Maybe you heard that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's talk. I got like 2 minutes. Let's talk real quick. See, what you do matters. Jesus Christ saved us from ourselves. He wiped away every sin. He made you a new creation. But the one thing he did not do was take away our responsibility. Listen tonight. The Bible says this in 2 Corinthians 5:10. We must all appear before the judgment seat, that each one of us may receive the things done in the body according to what we have done, good or bad. Look, I get to heaven because of Jesus Christ, but I get my rewards based on what I have done. It's true. Everything gets its reward, good or bad. God's forgiveness keeps us from hell, but that doesn't keep us from our responsibility. See, the things you do today matter. You know, people ask me questions like this. Hey, Pastor Richard, listen up. They say, Pastor Richard, but what about a person if they're on their last dying breath and they did all these bad things and God, they say, God, forgive me, and then they die. Are they going to get to heaven? What do you think? Well, of course. Of course they'll get to heaven. They were sincere in their heart. But does that mean that they're let off the hook? Well, the Bible says that we're judged according to the things we've done, good or bad. I'll get to heaven. But that's it. The things you do matter. That's why you need to treat your parents well. Because that's a jewel in God's eyes. That's why if you have a talent or gift, don't hide it. Don't be so embarrassed of it. But you need to shout it out and use it for the glory of God. Whether it's you in JV sports, whether it's your artistic abilities, whether it's your ability to write poetry, whether you are amazingly smart and you're going to be the next worldwide famous scientist, you need to take those talents that God has given you and you need to use them to the best of your ability to honor and glorify God, because those things are precious jewels. Look, God gave you a brain. You need to use it because God rejoices when you do what you were designed to do. If you're the best advice giver in your school, then give advice for the glory of God, because that will last an eternity in heaven. Don't waste it. What are you talking about, Pastor Richard? Man, all I'm saying is this, is that God has given you a life to be lived to the fullest. Don't waste your life on things that don't matter.